Fashion.
But now here's
turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion.
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Hi, Penny.
Hi, how are you?
Here you are with another bevy of guests.
Indeed. Today we have Murray Bevan from
Fashion. Hello, Murray, again.
Focus. Good morning again.
Fashion and Focus.
And we're also talking to Wyn Crawshaw from Wyn Hamlin fame, as he's going to be speaking tomorrow night on the evolving business of fashion.
Hi, hi, Wyn. How are you? Thanks for coming into the studio there.
Yeah, here. I'm good. Thank
tell
you.
Tell us all about you.
Me? Well, where do I start? I guess.
Shall we get Murray to talk about you just initially, and then you can
Murray can take us deeper
into you.
Yeah,
go well, Murray. Yeah, so I got Wyn up on the show this morning at Penny's request. He's one of the only guys that we have talking at our series this week and next week. And Wyn has discovered himself in the fashion industry through not a direct route, so he can talk about that later. But I think Wyn probably represents one of maybe three or four of the more directional designers that will take our industry into the next 10 and 20 years. Wyn is a designer of women's wear and has made his mark through simplicity and being sort of more of a part of a community, I suppose, in fashion that has been willing to work with each other and discover new things and do things in new ways. So it's pretty interesting to have Wyn
like
on the
new fashion. Is it a whole new breed of fashion?
Yeah, it's
we
a kind
about
of
that
a
couple of weeks ago, didn't we?
It's a old rules are out the door. How are we going to achieve this? Let's really nail social media. You know, Paris is not an unachievable aim. Yep. Let's just go and do it.
Right, right. As if you've been listening the last couple of weeks, you know that there is a selection of talks on these subjects that Murray's putting on with various guests. Now, Wyn, you're going to be speaking. What are you going to be telling folks?
Yeah, so the talk that I'm going to be part of tomorrow is called The Evolving Business of Fashion. And so we're just basically talking about the way that the business of fashion's kind of moving, how to sort of do fashion in the new sort of, well, as Murray said, in the next
kind of
20 years.
Come on, let's do some fashion.
Yeah, let's do some fashion. How do we do it? How do we wear it? What do we make? What's cool? What's cool with the kids?
So you would have left school when straight into some sort of design academy or something like that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, no.
Okay. First job when you left school?
First job was I was working as an apprentice land surveyor.
Oh, an apprentice land surveyor? Okay. And while you were working as an apprentice land surveyor, and really were you 100% of your mind? No. 100% of your passion? No.
No.
Sounds to me like maybe you're thinking up frocks.
Yeah, secretly, very secretly.
Yeah. Was it like that though?
It was a bit like that, yeah.
And can you work back to where you're interested in especially, you know, I think it's so brave, a guy designing ladies' garments.
Yeah, I think I kind of had a real base in it when I sort of did sewing with my granny.
Good on your granny.
Yeah, and then kind of when I was doing surveying at uni, I had to do some papers across the hall at the fashion school to get some points.
Oh, did you have to? Oh, I better go and do those papers over the road again.
Yeah.
Cool.
And that kind of just swept me away and never looked back, really, yeah.
What's been the hardest thing for you? I guess, you know, being a guy designing. Is that a hard thing?
That's not a hard thing.
Okay.
I think people are kind of pleasantly surprised about that, really. The hardest thing's probably just the business of it.
Yeah.
Getting into it, where to get advice from, mentors, things like that.
What about just the whole concept of when you know something's right but you just haven't got enough people going, yeah, cool, but you know it's right?
Yeah, no, that's one of the things.
That's innovation.
You've got to get your crew around you and really, like, supporting you kind of thing, you know.
Constructive criticism, that sort of
or
thing.
Or just a whole bunch of yes men, just to be like, yeah, do that really weird purple colour, super long, do it.
So the business side of it, have you had ups and downs there? Or?
Yeah, for sure. There's definitely...
Without going into detail.
Yeah, there's definitely challenges in fashion. I mean, one of the biggest things is that you kind of have to deliver a massive shipment of clothes and then you don't get paid for a few months until the shops kind of sell them or whatever.
Wow.
So no, there's things that
there'll be someone at the talk tomorrow night going, hang on, what?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Yeah.
I mean, did you have good mentors? You mentioned mentors earlier on.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely there's people in the industry that have been super helpful to me, and I'm just kind of keen to get down there and tell some of these young people that, you know, there's people out there, including myself, that can help them out if they need anything, you know.
Well, that's very nice of you. Very nice of you to offer. And important, I think, too, for if you'd be mentored to pass it on, you know.
Absolutely, yeah.
Cool. So you're talking tomorrow night? Whereabouts is it, Mary?
It's our showroom in Beaumont Street in Freemans Bay, opposite the Victoria Park Skate Park.
Yeah.
We've got six talks. Wynn's part of a group of eight people are actually coming down to share their experiences on the business of fashion, which is really cool. We've got Dame Peter Stewart, who of course started New Zealand Fashion Week, ranging right through to Wynn and his contemporaries, Jesse Wong from Yume, the luxury leather bag creator who's out of Wellington. Rachel
luxury
Mills.
Leather bags.
Yeah.
Just going, choosing that, you know.
We've even got a pattern maker who's coming in, this guy Stephen, who he works from the pattern room or the cutting room, I think his business is. And really interesting talking to Penny before about, you know, the fact that most designers will come out of school wanting to be the rock star. You've got to have some people in the back room making things happen, you know. Mm. So the business of fashion is made up of way, way, way more people than just, you know, the people at the front who get all the plaudits. You know, there's a big crew behind. So
yeah,
it'll be cool to kind of share those stories and tell people exactly how it comes together.
Do you want to tell us what the other nights are as well?
So Wednesday night we've got Grace Stratton, who was here a couple of weeks ago, yep, talking about accessibility, which is going to be, that's one of its second most popular talks. So really, cool, really interesting for the industry to come along. Thursday night we've got to talk about careers. So again, really encouraging younger people who are interested to come along and talk to makeup and hair artists, model bookers, fashion designers, all kinds of people that are in the industry. Margie from Denizen's going to come and talk about journalism and writing. Wow. And then next week we've got Influence, which is what Cassidy was on talking about last week. We've also got Brand DNA, which is going to be awesome. Levi's and LeSpex are sending over creative directors for that. And then Wednesday is our most popular talk, which is about sustainability.
Cool, awesome, that's massive. And do you need tickets? Do you need to watch this deal?
Yeah, so Wednesday night this week, the accessibility talk is our only free talk, so please come one, come all. You don't have to register, just turn up on the night. But anything else, go to fashioninfocus.co.nz. All the information is there and links to buy tickets.
Thank you, Murray. Thank you, Wynn.
Thank you.
Have a great talk tomorrow. Thank you, Penny.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.